Hey guys, welcome to a quick SEO Andy answers your questions. Today we've got a series of questions on Google Analytics 4. So, first up, we've got can you run Google Analytics 4 and Universal Analytics on the same website? Now, this of course comes because in July 2023, Google is going to stop processing data for Universal Analytics. They've announced they're going to sunset it. And from October this year, they're going to stop allowing you to get Universal Analytics accounts. The quick answer to this is yes, and it's what we are advising people to do. And I think the vast majority of the SEO market and consultants are going to advise you to do this. So you run them side by side, and basically you can grow your Google Analytics for data, you can get used to that dashboard, you can create events, you can create conversions, create all your reports in there, create your new Data Studio reports, and also if you're in SEO, you get your clients used to it. Do not switch off your UA accounts yet, is basically what we're saying. Because if you switch off and you just switch over, you're gonna have a problem when it comes to creating your reports. Next up, where has bounce rate gone? Again, quick and easy. Bounce rate, in essence, has died. Bounce rate doesn't mean very much. It's how quickly someone's disappeared from your website, or if your website's useless, if it's slow, etc. So it's been replaced by engagement rate. How engaged someone is with your website, or if someone has engaged with your website rather than in a given session. So, and it's important to say within a session rather than a page here. So engagement rate says, do they visit more than two pages or two or more pages? Were they on a page for more than 10 seconds? Or have they hit a conversion event, which is claimed by AI events, or, and that's the default event, or an event you've set up? And that is now the new bounce rate. So it's much more of a better measure of engagement on the website rather than someone just jumped off your website. So the next one is, can I still do event group category grouping? Now this at one point for Universal Analytics, you used to be able to do on in the settings. You can now do this in Google Tag Manager. So you go to GA4 config tag, it's under the fields. Create content groups, use regex to do this. Makes life so much easier. I'll post a piece of information about this. Can you export data from GA4? You can't, only in PDF and CSV file currently. Really annoying that you can't do it to Google Sheets. Come on, Google, do something about this. Can you import data from Universal Analytics? No. Google, the Universal Analytics and Google Analytics 4, two vastly different data models. One's based on users, one's based on events. They always said they were never going to create an import tool, and they haven't. They've said that for 3 years. They're not going to go back on it, no matter how much people complain. Why isn't GA4 data matching with Universal Analytics? As I've just said, two different models. And also, they measure in slightly different ways. So, the user count is going to be slightly different. If you're looking how much someone's hit a page, it's going to be slightly different. There's going to be errors in the system too, because you're loading multiple pieces of analytics JavaScript to a page, that there's going to be errors in there. So the can you set up referral exclusions? You can. So in your data stream settings, go to admin, data streams, more stream settings, and under list unwanted referrals, you can do it. Nice and simple, pretty much the same way you did in Universal Analytics. And I believe it's in the same area that you add IP addresses, or it might be the same place in Analytics that you ban IP addresses. Can you connect up Data Studio? Yes, Data Studio is now much more powerful than it was with Universal Analytics. Its update slash refresh rate is infinitely faster, and you can access almost every piece of data now that's in GA4, whereas Universal Analytics was hugely restrictive. Can you connect Google Optimize? No, I believe it's on the roadmap, but wouldn't count on it. Can you connect to Google Data Studio? Not Google Data Studio, Google Search Console. No. So, as of yet, although I do believe this is on the roadmap, there is no search query data. There is no page data. And again, I would suspect the reason for this is the data doesn't quite match up yet. I would suspect October towards December, this data will become available. I think there's a change in methodology needed for Google Search Console to make it across. Next one, what's the data sampling threshold? Now, this is from someone who was previously at the limit or near the limit of users for GA on their free account. So this is a really interesting question. So this goes back to the difference in data models. So previously it was a user-based and page view-based model. And if you were at, I think it was 10 million previously, let's just say it was, then you were free. You were a free account before you had to look at upgrading to 360 or their premium account. And as far as I'm aware, that 10 million is now 10 million events. Now the issue is that you get multiple events on a single page now. So you get a scroll event, you get a click event, you get absolutely all kinds of on-page default events. And those are the events everyone wants to monitor and measure. Things like video views, absolutely anything. And we want to measure them because they're important for helping us grow the website. The issue is that for someone like this company who is close to that limit, who is already at, say, 9.9 million on a regular basis, then you multiply that by, say, seven or eight events on a page, the scroll event. A click to open a toggle. They've spent more than 10 seconds on a page. Suddenly, you go to 60 million and they are in that premium service. There is no way around it for that person. And they are just the default events, never mind tracking, for instance, the checkout, which is full of conversions. Never mind if you wanted to track multiple times whether they got to 25% of the video, 50% of the video. It's going to be really interesting to see whether they really do cut towards premium at 10 million events, which for these, and they really are medium-sized companies is interesting, or whether they go, actually, we're going to make this 50 million because it's chunky. It's just going to be an interesting question. And our last question, will Universal Analytics disappear altogether? Just can't answer that question. Or I certainly can't. As far as I'm aware, the announcement said they'll stop processing data. They haven't said it will disappear, but we all know at some point Google will remove things. It's not going to keep it there unless it has an interest in it. My view is that it'll keep it there for a year or two. It certainly isn't going to let you do anything with it. It might let you export it in reports, but I don't think, even after a few months, I don't think it'll let you connect it to anything. I don't think it's going to let you connect it in the same report, for example, in Data Studio stuff after a few months. I think it'll start to make your life harder to use it. And then once the numbers using it are significantly lowered, I think it'll tell you have an option to keep it and pay for it, or it'll remove it. I think that's how things will go. So yeah, that's about it. If you would like me to do another one of these question and answer session, let me know. Leave your questions in the comments below, or get in touch via another mechanism. You can find me seoandy.com. Thanks for your time. I hope you found this insightful. Goodbye.